Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. If I had to summarize or give today's program a theme, it would be grow in fear of the Lord. That doesn't mean fear like trembling fear. It means that you reverence God above all. You fear Him in the sense that you do not want to disobey Him. You desire not to disobey Him. You desire to follow Him. You put Him first in your life. Fear the Lord and reverence one another. If we really know the Lord, if we really see Him as our Creator, as our Redeemer, as our Sanctifier, that He really is the source of all life, then we're going to follow Him more closely, and we're going to reverence those He has created alongside of us. We're not going to put them into the categories that the world has. This person is important, this person is unimportant. This person has influence, this person doesn't have influence. This person has money, this one doesn't. This person has power. And we make our choices based on worldly values of who we're going to honor, who we're going to respect, who we're going to value. And Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. He didn't say, love those who can open doors for you, love those who can make you wealthy, love those who whatever. He said, love one another as I have loved you. First of all, we need to know how deeply we're loved by God. At least we have to have a pretty good step in the right direction of how loved we are. Loved so much that Christ died for us, that we might have heaven with Him forever. That's how loved you are. And He didn't die for a horde of people. He died for you. He knew you and me. He died for each of us. So other people have dignity because of what God did for them. No matter their station in life, no matter their bank account, no matter their influence or total lack of any of that, they were created by God. We need to learn how to reverence one another. Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 to 33. Many people don't like this passage. And I think in great parts because we don't understand. Sometimes it's because we're just proud and we don't want anyone else to tell us what to do. Thank you, I'll take care of myself. When brothers and sisters, we actually need one another. I love the people who call me on to be holier, to be better. I am grateful for people who say, what's going on here? What's your motive in this? I love it. Even if at the moment I'm embarrassed, I love it. Because what does it do? It brings me closer to God. So brothers and sisters, be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. That doesn't mean to grovel and get down on the ground and do whatever somebody tells you. It means that you really listen to one another, that you respect one another, that you don't discard anybody because God didn't. So that you learn to know, even among the poorest, even among the most scattered to the margins of the earth, sometimes are gems of kindness and mercy. So reverence one another. God created this person. I need to respect that person. If they're on a wrong path, I need to help bring them back. If they're on the right path, I want to get to know them. Not because of influence, not because of power, not because of prestige, not because of money. I'm going to do it because that person is close to the Lord and I want to be like that person. Be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord. Ouch! That's what we say. In fact, we don't even want to read that line. Brothers and sisters, a husband brings something to a marriage that the wife needs in many ways. Listen to him. I'm not talking about groveling down and just doing whatever you're told. That's not at all what I'm talking about. But he has a wisdom, and he brings a particular set of gifts to a marriage. And I don't have time to talk about them all right now. I wish I did. He brings a certain set of gifts that brings peace and harmony to you and to your children. You, in turn, have certain gifts that he needs to listen to. He needs to take into account. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands, as to the Lord, for the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church, he himself the Savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word that he might present to himself the church in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. When two people marry in a Christian marriage, and certainly in a Catholic marriage, when two people marry, my call is to love my husband or my wife with my whole heart and soul and do everything in my power to lead them to Jesus Christ, to lead them to deeper relationship with God. That's both parties. There is a mutual subordination here. My husband can tell me a lot about myself because he can stand outside myself in a little way and he can see and he can encourage me. He can help me to do what is right and good. I, in turn, can do the same for my husband. But I need to acknowledge his role in the family just as he needs to acknowledge my role in the family. And that's what I don't have time to talk about here. But there's a mutual care. But today we're so hyper that the moment, be subordinate, I will not. And we miss what the scriptures are saying because we interpret it in the light of the battles going on between the sexes today. So let me just say for the moment, I'm going to give you things to read, but let me just say for the moment, read this passage with a different framework. And I'll talk more about this. The psalm is, blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. To fear the Lord means to reverence the Lord. Reverence him. Do we reverence him by obeying him and finding that it brings us to life? Yes, we're all weak and we're all sinful and we can all make mistakes. Yes, and husbands and wives, it's a good idea to acknowledge to one another, I've sinned, I've fallen short of the glory of God, I've hurt you in this way. Husbands and wives need to do that together, often. Often. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, because the Lord will bless you from Zion. You will see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. You'll see your children grow. You'll see them mature into servants of God because of the way you loved one another, because of the way you cared for one another, because of the way you corrected one another and helped one another to grow in holiness. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 18 to 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. And when it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." If you think of a mustard seed, it's the smallest of the seeds, smallest of all the seeds. It's very, very tiny. But if you can make this analogy, think of your marriage as the mustard seed. And when you marry, you put that seed into the earth. The seed of your marriage, you put into good soil. the soil of your faith and your hope and your love in God and your trust in one another. You take that seed and you put it in the soil. Let me tell you this. It's an interesting analogy. Most seeds, in fact, I think it's all seeds, though I can't prove that at the moment, but most seeds, the first shoot that comes out from the seed, now hear me, the first shoot, the first beginnings of the signs of life is a shoot that is part of the root, not the fruit, not the flower, but the first sprout that a seed gives is a sprout that is part of the root system. There are many shoots that go out to build the root before the fruit comes, before the fruit begins to sprout and grow, whatever that fruit might be. The roots are the primary thing. That's what's true and necessary for every marriage. If your roots are not in Christ, if you're not growing in Christ, your marriage has no foundation to stand on but that of the world. And my goodness, brothers and sisters, I don't want to put my roots down in the world. The world is passing to begin with, and the world is corrupt. God loves that world. God wants to save that world and restore it. But left to ourselves, when we don't have faith in God, we corrupt things. If be mutually subordinate is really going to bear fruit, if loving one another, reverencing one another is really going to bear fruit, the roots of both parties, both husband and wife, the roots of every man, woman, and child have to move deeper and deeper down into Christ himself, because it's from there come the wisdom and the understanding and the faith and the love to serve one another out of reverence for Christ. That's where it comes from, if the roots have gone down deep in Jesus Christ. Pray for it. Husbands and wives, pray for it every day. May our respect for one another grow. May our love for one another grow. May our roots go down deep into the very heart of Jesus Christ, so that our children may grow in the love of God as they grow in their human life, that they may grow in their love for God and their faith in God. Those marriages are incredibly blessed. Marriages without God have very little chance of succeeding. You know that. You see the divorce rate. So don't put aside because of current attitudes. And I'm not saying that a man should dominate or control. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about reverence for one another. Reverence for one another. You want the best for one another. You want to give the best to the other, that you may mutually grow. Brothers and sisters, this is what God has for us. There's a lot more to come on this. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.